非常感谢神能够跟大家一起来敬拜神。
I'm very thankful I have this opportunity to worship with you.
也感谢陈勇弟兄。
That's okay.
今天的题目是在基督里为众人祷告。
The topic of today is in Christ, pray for everyone.
在家里面呢，我做菜的时候了，我总是当下手。
I'm always a supporter at home when I'm cooking.
因为我技术不行。
Because I'm not very skilled.
所以啦，我无非就做一些切菜啦、切肉啦、递个油啊什么的。
So I just do some work as cutting the meat or passing the oil.
有一天我太太就命令我拿三片蒜头来。
One day, My wife asked me to bring three pieces of raw garlic to her.
于是我就很顺从的就拿了那个蒜头掰了三片，然后就用指甲就想把那个皮给撕下来。
So I tried to peel off the skin of the raw garlics.
但是发现呢，其实很难撕下来的。
And then I found it very hard to use my nails to peel off.The skin.
那我太太就说，我一看你就知道你不干活的人。
Then my wife said, this just says you don't work as much.
于是她拿那个蒜头过来，放在这个砧板上，拿那个刀一拍，哎，这个肉就出来了哈。
So she put the three garlics on the board and used the knife to crush the garlics, and then separating the skin becomes very easy.
所以啊，凡事都有一个方法。
Everything has the right way.
啊，我们祷告其实也有方法。
For us to pray, we have the right way.
啊，我们知道啊，我们有主导文，我们每个星期都背。
We know we have the Lord's Prayer, and every Sunday we recite it.
其实，在圣经里面还有另外一处的主导文，就是主祷告的文。
In fact, in the Bible, it has a different Lord's Prayer, that is the Lord's Prayer.
就是约翰福音第十七章。
That is in chapter 17 of the Gospel of John.
就是主他为自己祷告，为门徒祷告，也为信徒祷告。
There, the Lord prayed for himself and for his disciples as well as followers.
那我们可能会问，那我要是有一群特定的人群，或者有一个特定的人，我如何来 customize 我的祷告呢？
Then we might ask, well, if I have a special group or a specific person I need to pray for, how should I customize my prayers?
其实感谢神哈，圣经里面也有教导。
Thank God, there is such teaching in the Bible.
今天念的文字就是那个经文，就是保罗教导的，告诉我们他如何替腓立比的信徒祷告。
Actually, in today's passage, Paul teaches us how to pray for the disciples in Philippi.
这个经文并不是保罗自己的祷告，而是他介绍他自己如何去祷告。
So this passage is not about how Paul prayed for himself, but how Paul prayed for other people.
不是哈，是保罗讲述他自己如何去祷告，而是不是他的祷告词。
This is not the Paul's prayer, but Paul talks about how to pray.
我们就来一起来看一看。
Let's look at it together.
第一就是用发展的眼光来求。
First, it's a vision-driven prayers.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢啊，这里提到感谢，还有啊，尝试欢欢喜喜的求。
So here it says, I thank my God every time I remember you, and I always pray with joy.
所以感谢和欢欢喜喜是我们祷告应该有的一个心态。
So this is the attitude we should have when we pray, thank and joy.
因为我们知道神掌管一切，神的计划总是最好的。
Because we know God controls everything, His plan is the best.
所以我们总是要感谢和保持一个欢喜的心。
So we need to always be thankful and with a joyful heart.
啊，他这里说到，从头一天直到如今。
Here, Paul also said, it said from the first day until now.
头一天就是他从认识腓立比的信徒那天起，直到他写这封信的日子。
So this says, the first day says, the time when Paul got to know the Christians living in Philippi, and now refers to the time when Paul wrote this letter.
那也就是说，保罗根据对方他过去跟神如何一直走到今天，也就是说，看见神在这些人他里面的生命里面的计划。
So in other words, Paul just see God's plan on this group of people based on the changes from the time they became Christian until that day.
然后他接着又说，直到耶稣基督的日子。
And then Paul went on saying until the time of Christ Jesus.
也就是说，从写这封信的时候，直到生命的终结，或者直到主耶稣回来。
Here, Paul talk about the period from the time he wrote the letter, until the time when Jesus Christ returns.
所以保罗的做法就是根据对方他过去跟神同行的这么一种情况，然后他为他们的将来祷告，祈求神完成神在他们生命里面的计划。
So it is Paul's way of prayer that he pray for this group of people based on how they did in the past, and then pray for their future.
所以我们替人家祷告的时候，我们也要看对方他有些什么长处，他有些什么优点，他的环境如何。
So we should do the same when we pray for other people. We need to think of their past and their surroundings and then pray for them.
或者甚至他有一些什么遭遇，甚至遭遇一些苦难之类的。
Or even what they have encountered and also the difficulties they have had.
然后我们就替他求，然后求神完成神的计划，神保守他直到耶稣基督的日子。
And based on which we pray for them, we pray that God will complete his work until Jesus returns.
所以就是用一种发展的眼光来求。
This is the so-called vision-driven prayers.
在1960年到1970年代，
about the 1960s to 1970s.
有一个心理学家叫做 Walter Mischel.
There was a psychologist called Walter Mischel.
他做了一个试验。
He did an experiment.
他找了一群三岁到五岁的小孩子。
He gathered a group of children of the ages of from 3 to 5.
然后呢，一个一个就带到一个房间里面，那个房间里面什么都没有。
And he took each of these children to an empty room.
然后呢，只有一个桌子、椅子，还有桌上有一颗糖。
So each room has nothing but a table, a chair, and on the table it has a candy.
然后他就对那个孩子说：“你要是十五分钟以内能够忍住不吃这个糖，那十五分钟以后我就给你第二颗。”
And then he told each of the children that if you could resist the temptation to not eat the candy within 15 minutes, then after that I will reward you with another candy.
然后心理学家就出去就把门关上，然后偷偷的观察他。
And then he walked out of the room and monitoring the kids' behavior.
有些孩子了，他不管那么多哈，门一关，他就哎呀，终于来了，拿了就吃。
Some children, as soon as the door is closed, they just pick up the candy and eat it.
有一些孩子了，他也很想吃，但是他忍着。
And some children could resist the rush and then wait.
其实挺残忍的，三岁到五岁的孩子，他们就哎呦，有时候甚至就都已经拿起来想吃了，又放回去。
You know, this could be hard for young children, and for some of them, they even pick up the candy and just before ate it, they put it back.
然后呢，这个心理学家就跟踪这些孩子，就是追踪他们以后的成长。
And then after that, the psychologist tracked the life path of these children.
他发现了，能够忍住不吃糖的那些孩子，在他以后的日子里面。他的表现比较好啊，无论是 SAT 的成绩啦，他们的职业生涯啦，都比那些忍不住吃的那些要好。
And he found those children who could resist the temptation later had greater life achievements such as the better SAT scores or other academic performance.
我们替人家祷告的时候，实际上我们也要根据他的过去。他跟神如何来这个沟通或者struggle， 然后我们根据他的过去为他的将来来祷告。
So when we pray for other people, we also need to base our prayers on their past, such as their sufferings and their difficulties in the past.
好，第二点就是用合一的心智来求。
The second point is about reciprocating prayers.
这里提到了，我为你们众人有这样的意念。
Here Paul said, "It's right for me to feel this way."
意念这个字啊，在希腊原文里面呢，是一个非常复杂的字。
So the word "feel" here in Greek.Is very complex.
它既可以代表理性，也可以代表情感。
It could mean both rational and emotional.
它既可以代表意志，也能够代表行为。
It means both will and action.
所以呢，保罗就是对这个腓立比信徒，他有非常这个复杂的这样心情，他非常的关注他们。
So in the same way, Paul also had a very complex feelings for the Philippine Christians.
然后呢，他就说了哈，因为你们常在我心里。
Here Paul said, "Since I have you in my heart."
这里呢，可以这个原文其实同时可以翻译成“我常在你们心里”。
And this sentence could also be translated as "You always have me in your hearts."
保罗就是用这么一句有双向的指向的这样的一个句子来表达他的一种思想。
So Paul used reciprocating sentence to express his feelings.
他既希望他腓立比的信徒在他自己的心里，他也同时，他也希望他自己在腓立比信徒的心里，实际上也是如此。
He both hope he have the Philippines in his heart, and hopes that the Philippines will have him in their hearts.
这就是一种亲密团契的关系，在圣经里面，在其他地方都有提到。
And this reflects a very intimate fellowship.In Christ, this has been mentioned in other places in the Bible.
好，我们一起来念一段这段经文，好不好？起。
Let's read the following passage together.
起。
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, "Show us the Father"? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it's the Father living in me who is doing his work.
你看，他这里说到我在父里面，父在我里面。
Look, here he talks about he is in the Father and the Father in him.
这是违反我们常规的知识，因为一般来说，我们说一个东西在一个东西外面、里面的时候，那么同时就是说那个东西，那另外一个东西是在它的里面。
This seemingly violates the common law, because if you say one thing is it's within the other, and then the other cannot be within the first.
但是在属灵里面却是这样子。
But spiritually, they could be the case.
因为三一神他就是这样互为表里的关系。
Because think of the Trinity, they are both within, they are all within each other.
三位一体，他们亲密无间，本来是一体，所以他是互为表里的关系。
So the three roles in Trinity are close to each other. So they are all within each other.
我们再看下一段经文。好，我们也一起来念一念。
Let's look at this. Read this together.
其，你要。
And I will remain you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine.Neither can you bear fruits unless you remain me.
这里呢，主耶稣邀请他的门徒藏在他里面，而且他也答应，他也在门徒里面。
Here, Jesus Christ told his disciples, invited his disciples to remain in him, and also promised them that he will also be in them.
我们这里要学习的就是一个亲密团契的这么一个概念。
What we need to learn here is the concept of an intimate fellowship.
我们在主里面要合一。
In Lord, we need to be united.
我们心里面装的是其他的弟兄姐妹。
We need to have brothers and sisters in our hearts.
当然我们也知道我们被其他弟兄姐妹的心这样装着。
Also, we know they also have us in their hearts.
我们接着往下看。
Let's continue.
他这里就说了哈，当他你在我心里，我也在你们心里的时候了，我就都与你们一同得恩。
Here Paul said, if you have me in you and I have you in me.And all of you will share in God's grace with me.
这一同得恩哈，就是说，它并不是只有对方得恩，保罗不得恩，是一同得恩。
So here, sharing God's grace doesn't mean only they have the grace, but Paul didn't have. Actually, means all of them have God's grace.
所以呢，得。祷告得恩这个事情啊，它不是一个零和的游戏。
So here, getting God's grace through prayers is not a zero-sum game.
所谓零和的游戏就是说，他神的恩就这么多了，我得的多，你就少。反过来，你得多了，那我也少。
So for a zero-sum game, there is just so much grace from God. If somebody gets more, others get less.
但是我们祷告的时候不是这样，我们一个人祷告能够得恩。
But that's not the case for our prayers.
我们一个人祷告能够得恩，我们两个人得祷告，我们得到更多的恩。
So one person who prays can get a grace, and two people who pray can get even more grace.
我们众人一起同心祷告的时候，合乎神的心意。那么神就把诸多的恩典都加给我们。
So if all of us pray together, that is suitable to God's will, and we will get even more abundant grace.
好，然后保罗接着说，我体会耶稣的心肠。
Then Paul went on saying, I know the affection of Christ Jesus.
这里中文 译作心肠、啊、希腊原文呢它是基督的脾脏，就是那个 spleen。
Chinese this part is translated as the heart, and in Greek the original meaning was
the spleen
脾脏
啊，反正的意思就是他进入到耶稣基督里面的思想里面和他的感受里面。
Anyhow, it means Paul can understand what's inside Jesus and Christ about his thoughts and his will.
那保罗就说，这样做神可以替他做见证。
And here, Paul said, God can testify for Paul.
那我下面画了一个三角形。
The below this is a triangle.
啊，我们知道，我们学几何的时候，我们知道两点之间直线最短。
We know there is a when we learned geometry, we know between two points, a straight line is the shortest distance.
但是我们团契跟别人团契的关系的时候了，我们反而是通过神是最短。
But when we are in fellowship, actually the path going through God becomes the shortest.
所以保罗替腓立比信徒祷告了，他是通过体验耶稣基督的心肠，然后替对方祷告。
So when similarly when Paul prayed for the Philippines Christians, he actually went through the thoughts and will of the Lord and then pray for them.
那么神又如何替保罗做见证呢？
Then how could God exactly testify on Paul's behalf?
原来呢，腓立比的信徒拿到这封信以后，也一起来为这个事情祷告。
In turn, after the Philippians received this letter, they also prayed to God on Paul's behalf.
然后呢，他们拿着这个信祷告的时候，他们就能够体验得到保罗对他的那种真诚的热切的关注。
Then when the Philippines after receiving the letter and prayed, and they could feel the Paul's a strong affection for them in front of God.
所以同样啊，他说神作见证其实也是在祷告里面能够得到这样的印证。
Actually, when Paul said God could testify for him, he meant the Philippines could feel this affection through prayers.
所以啊，无论是这个方向还是那个方向，都是通过神。
So it is it's always through God, regardless of this direction or that direction.
啊，所以我们其实夫妻的关系也是这样，我们假如两个人一起在神面前祷告，那么当夫妻双方向神靠近的时候，夫妻双方的距离也靠近。
This rule applies to marital relationship as well. So when a husband and wife both pray through the Lord, then the prayer will draw them together more close.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
为对方的好处求。
It's unselfish prayers.
他这里说到祷告就是要你们有爱心，这个爱心就是那个爱加倍，就是一种牺牲的爱。
Here Paul mentioned that in the prayers you need to have love. Love is that Greek word agape.
然后他也提到各种见识，这个见识就是洞察力，就是不是感性范围，超出感性范围的那种的洞察力。
So Paul also mentioned knowledge. Here, knowledge means the insight, the beyond the emotions.
啊，所以就不光是有爱心，而且要有洞察力，不光是有这样的一种热忱，还有心里面的这种分辨的能力，这种很属灵上面的这种敏锐。
So here, both the affection and the discernment in spirit are needed.
然后他就说，还求他两样，一个是分辨是非，一个是诚实无过。
The next Paul mentioned two things. One is to discern, the other is to be pure.
啊，也要解释一下。
Let's elaborate.
分辨是非就是说，他的分辨不是一般的分辨了，就是人家给你一个硬币，金属硬币，你拿着看看这个是不是真的，那种辨别的能力。
Here, the discernment means the kind of ability to tell a coin, the quality of a coin. So this talks about that kind of discernment.
而这个诚实了，它就有两个词组成，就是太阳和判断。保罗就是希望读者的纯洁度可以用太阳来检验。
So here, the word pure originally is made up of two.Different words. One is son, the other is judge.
这就确认他们跟神有美好的关系。
So what Paul hopes for is the readers to be rightly related to God and in fellowship with Him.
啊，所以他就是靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子。这仁义的果子让我们想起加拉太书第五章那里的。属灵的九种果子。
So here Paul also mentioned being filled with the fruit of righteousness, and this makes me think of the nine fruits mentioned in the book of Galatians.
这些大家都会背了哈。
I hope you can all memorize the nine fruits.
我们一起来背一背好不好？仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善。信实、温柔、节制，感谢神。那么他这里又提到，要叫荣耀归于神，实际上就是我们基督徒有了这么多的好东西，这个九种果子以后，我们要进入到神里面去。这个归于原文是进入。
Here Paul went on to say the all the glories and praise to the glory and praise of God. The word of here means into.
这里跟罗马书第十一章三十六节，因为我们主日学刚刚讲完这节啊，跟那节的意思是一样的。
So this echoes what's written in Romans 11:36.
啊，他说，因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他。归于他是同一个意思。
There, Paul said, because everything is from him, and through him, and to him.
好，那么我们再来回顾一下我们刚才讲的几点。
Now let's have a review.
就是说，九节的经文，我们刚才把它分成三大点哈，一个就是用发展的眼光，一个就是合一的心智。一个就是为对方的好处。
We have split the passage into three points. They are vision-driven, reciprocating, and unselfish prayers.
那么我们再从整体的经文来看，就是纵向来看，保罗他对腓立比人有这样的心智，他关于他自己，他祷告了些什么呢
？So now, as a whole, let's look at the passage.About what Paul asked for himself.
我把它列出来，就发现，原来关于腓立比人，保罗提了七次；关于他自己，他一次都没有提。
I actually found out that Paul mentioned the Philippines seven times, but nothing for himself.
那么岂不是说保罗替腓立比人祷告，他自己就没有好处了吗
？Does this mean that Paul simply asked for the benefits of Philippines and nothing for himself？
刚才已经提到了，祷告不是一个零和的游戏。
We have already mentioned prayers are not a zero sum game。
当我们替人家祷告的时候，神的恩典就赐下来。
So when we pray for others, the God's grace will also fall on us.
我们来看看保罗替腓立比人求爱心、见识、分辨是非、诚实无过。
here, Paul's intercessory prayers for the Philippines include love, depth of insight, discern, and pure.
所有的这些，神都赐给了保罗。
So all of this actually have also been given to Paul.
保罗有充足的爱心，我们从读他的圣经里面我们知道。
Paul had abundant love and through.
他有丰富的神学知识。
And he also has sufficient theological knowledge.
他的那个书信呢，是常常可以用来抵挡异端的。
And his letters are often used to
可以分别是非。
To defend against the pagan beliefs and discern.
诚实无过，保罗有非常好的这个个人的品格，所以他是我们的楷模。
So Paul has a good personal character, and he's our example.
最重要的就是最后那句，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Most importantly, is the last point where it says God will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ.
我们知道在提摩太后书保罗快离世的日子，所有的人都离开了保罗。
We know in the second Timothy at the time when Paul was abandoned by others.
但是主在他身旁一直保守他到最后。
But the Lord was still with Paul until his end.
所以你看，保罗虽然替腓立比人求那么多，没有替自己求，实际上他替腓立比求的每一样东西，神都加添了给他。
So here you see, even though Paul prayed so much for the Philippines, but nothing for himself, but in the end, he has received everything he had prayed for. Others.
所以我们替别人求的时候，实际上我们也是为自己求。
So, in fact, whenever we pray for others, we are praying for ourselves as well.
在1765年，有一个牧师，他叫做 John Fawcett.
In 1765, there was a pastor named John.
John Fawcett.
Fawcett.
他应聘到一个英国的一个小town的一个小教会去牧会。
So he became a pastor in a small town in England.
那个教会非常的穷，那个会众的这个奉献都不能 support 一家的传道那个牧师。
So that church was very poor, and the offerings from the church was not enough to support the pastor and his family's life.
但是他跟会众的关系非常好，他们彼此祷告非常融洽。
Despite that, the pastor developed a very strong and good relationship with the church members.
然后过了七年
，7 years passed.
伦敦的一个大教会就给一个 offer 给这个 John， 邀请他到这个大教会。
So a big church in London made an offer to this pastor, inviting him to become their pastor.
那所以的他这个牧师他就接受了 offer.
So he accepted the offer.
他已经把他的不多的生活用品就已经装在那个马车上面了。
So once he put all his belongings, though small, on a cartage.
A wagon.
A wagon.
然后呢，他就准备出发了，那个会众来送行。
So before he departed, the church members came to see him off.
然后那个第一个会众跟他说，他说牧师，你能不能不走
？So one guy said, Pastor, could you stay?
第二个也说同样的话。
And the same thing was said by another person.
第三个同样的话。
The third person.
这个牧师跟他的师母就流起眼泪来了，就流出眼泪。
And then the tears came out of the eyes of the pastor and his wife.
那个师母对牧师说，他说 John， 我真的受不了了。
His wife said, John, I can't bear this.
这里太需要我们了。
We're needed here.
然后那个 John 他自己也说。
And John said,
他说神同样对我的心说了话。
And God spoke the same thing to my heart.
他说我们不走了，把货物把东西卸下来。
And then he said, let's stay now, let's unload.
这个时候忽然间这个 John 他就被圣灵充满。
And all of a sudden, he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
他觉得他跟会中这种心心相连，你中有我，我中有你的这种感觉是如此的美好。
And he felt it's so precious to have this intimate fellowship with the church members.
这个时候他就写了一首歌。
So he wrote a song.
这首歌叫做彼此联合。
The title of the song is Being Together.
是我们诗本的应该是367首，感谢神，我们等会会唱哈。不用翻，不用翻。
This song actually is in our hymn book.
也非常感谢范里弟兄，他准备了这首歌。等会我们唱的时候，我们能够感受得到那种被弟兄姐妹所惦记着、所爱着，而自己也惦记着弟兄姐妹的那种的感受。
Thanks to Brother Duan, we will sing this song together.
范里。
Okay. Afterward, and hopefully when we sing this song, we will have each other in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers, sisters.
我们教会的祷告会是在每个星期五的5:45。
Our church has a weekly prayer meeting starting at 5:45 every Friday.
我们没有足够的人来参加这个祷告会。
We don't have enough people to attend the prayer meeting.
而我希望呢，大家都能够来到这个祷告会，我们彼此像保罗这样为对方祷告，而对方也为我们祷告的时候，能够感受得到神从就在那个时刻充满我们的心。
So it's my hope that all of us can come to the prayer meeting and we pray for each other, and at that moment we feel we are filled.With the Holy Spirit.
我知道大家都很忙。
I know everyone is busy.
但是假如实在没办法，那就另做安排。但是假如可能的话，能不能考虑一下那个时间来到我们的祷告会当中
？So if possible, I ask that you consider coming to the prayer meeting on Friday.
因为假如我们不一起同心祷告的话，教会的很多事工推展起来就不顺畅。
Because if we didn't pray in unity, many the church works will have a difficulty to being carried out.
我们也很多事情我们开展起来也不顺利。
So it will not be so smooth to start the new.
所以我们就是等会在唱那首歌的时候，我们一起来感受一下，感受一下神怎么通过让我们彼此的联合，你中有我，我中有你的这一种的感受。我们从现在开始，我们为教会的每一个人来祷告。
So when we sing that song, in the moment, let's try to feel.God's love and feel our connection within the brothers and sisters.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Now let's pray.
哦，慈悲天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐给我们话语，也谢谢你借着这短短的9节的经文，我们来学习到如何替弟兄姐妹来祷告。我们也知道，当我们替人家祷告的时候，神你就在我们当中，我们也知道我们同样的被其他弟兄姐妹来惦记着，我们一起来有一个美好的团契，一起来紧密相连。主，我们谢谢你，保守我们，保守我们这个教会成为一个祷告的教会。 我们如此的祷告，乃是奉我主耶稣的圣名。 Amen。 谢谢大家。